Karma Schulers.
Hey, so I did just send out. It's Aubrey.
Hey,
Okay.
I
You were like quiet, and I'm like, maybe this
was just
isn't
like,
for
let's
us.
hear the
I was pretty sure you didn't have somebody else still that sounded like you, but I thought,
Nope,
I could
just
be
me.
wrong. I'm so sorry that you're not sleeping well, for starters.
Well,
I
okay,
remember
so
that. What happened?
my mom got me the mom cozy pillow for
Yeah.
Christmas, and I asked her if I could have it early. So she gave it to me when I went over there to bake Christmas cookies on Sunday. So then
Ah.
Sunday and Monday, I slept like really good. But when I have like really bad, because it's like almost bone pains that I have. Like, they say that you are like sharing like 50% of your calcium with the baby. So I think that's why, but I've been having like a lot of bone pains in like my thighs and my upper arms. So when
It's
I'm in pain
probably
like that,
just the
it's so
more
hard to
weight.
get some sleep with
Yeah.
that too. And so, I actually did sleep better for the first couple of nights I had the pillow. And then
Oh.
but to be honest, even 4 hours is good for me. I was like, I would be up till like 4 or 5 in the morning and get a
Oh.
few hours of sleep before work every day
Oh,
for a little bit there.
your little body needs way more than that right now.
Oh, I
Oh,
know.
you
Well,
poor
that's, it's
thing.
funny. I was telling
And with
my best
everything, the
friends, I
stress
said, it's
of
not
your
even,
dad. Oh, gosh.
I said it's not even fair that little people have to carry the same size
Right?
baby
Yeah.
as, I said,
Absolutely.
it's just not fair. There's nowhere for anything to go.
Why do you think, like, I don't know if you ever. I had a friend who was a little person, or a little sexy mama, I like to call her, my little sexy mama. And she's like, oh yeah, no, I had that because we were talking about kids. I remember, I'll never forget it, because I was very in Anna. We were in college, sorority sisters, and we were all sitting around, and everybody was, we were doing that dream thing. Well, what is your perfect dream? What's yours? And she's like, I ain't getting no goddamn kids. And here's why. And I was like beside myself because I'd gone through the whole cancer thing, and I was told I was never having kids. So I remember coming out of my mouth sideways, which I totally had to say sorry to later on in life. And I did. And we are great still, don't get me wrong. But it makes complete sense what you're saying, because she's like, yeah, I don't want to literally kill myself, because the chances of me, even if I did mate with somebody that is a little person, or somebody like myself with,
It could be
any kind of
totally normal size, and then,
abso-frickin-lutely, and then those shows start happening and stuff, because obviously it was before all of those shows were real popular. And I remember calling her going, I am so fucking sorry, dude. Like, I didn't even think, or I guess I didn't, I was coming from a perspective of, oh my God, my loss. I had just went through
It's hard to
cancer, and
confuse, and
yeah.
whenever you go through it, you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God. And then I went through it, and I was a big girl when I went through it, but I still had lots of complications, as we know, and I'm sitting here listening to you going, I don't envy it. I don't envy it. I was a
I
big
know.
girl who
Well, I
still had a
was also
big
telling
baby.
them, I said, I don't know who said this was great and beautiful and a miracle. I mean, it is. But like,
It really
I
is,
am
though.
just
It
like, I am
really
not a fan. I cannot believe
is.
people choose to do this over and
The
over and
Mormon.
over
Oh
again.
my God, have you started watching them Mormon Wives?
Okay, so
I
I've been a
started
fan,
deep dive.
right? I've
Really?
been a
I
fan.
have nobody else to talk about it with. Nobody wants to be friendly with me on this, because
And I'm
I
about halfway through
literally.
the newest season. So
Okay,
yeah, no, I'm into it. I'm into it
okay.
big time.
So, just so you know, where I grew up, like 45 minutes from where I'm currently sitting and living right now, is the Hill Cumorah. So a lot of my friends, like Layla kind of references, like, I was like the outsider who hung out with all the Mormon people. That was fucking me. I was almost a Layla. But I went to church a lot with, like, my mom, Catholic side, and I'd done so much of that. But I definitely went to those sisterly meetings, and I definitely identify with a lot of what they. I feel like they're too grown for their own goddamn good at sometimes, and the accountability
I
freaking word needs
know.
to go right away.
Oh my
If they
gosh,
say
it kills
accountability
me.
one
It
more
kills
goddamn
me.
time, I'm gonna,
I
like,
know.
reach in the freaking TV. But yes, can we
Like,
talk
so,
more
like I'm
about
telling
this?
you, I have to remind myself how young some of them are, And then
yes.
I'm like, but also some of them are 30, 31, 32. I'm like, oh, you guys
oh, yeah.
are really acting like this.
Oh, my God. So here's, I don't know how long you've obviously been a fan. So I watched a few episodes and of the Dancing with the Stars with my daughter while she was
did
in town.
Did you? Okay, see,
and
I'm not
then all
really
of a sudden,
into that. But I know, you know, obviously we know that Whitney was on it.
Oh, no,
so, like,
Jennifer and Whitney were both on it.
Yeah, yeah, Affleck, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's so freaking good. I love dancing, obviously. I mean, I still tap dance in an adult tap class on Thursday nights, so.
Oh,
I won't
yeah.
be sending
I mean,
those,
I've
those
dance
videos.
For 10 years. But. They wanted me to become a teacher, and I was like, eh.
Well,
I don't wanna,
really?
I graduated, I think, when I was like 6th or 7th grade because I started so young.
Uh-huh.
So I graduated dancing after 10 years at, like, I think it was 6th or 7th. And then they wanted me to become a teacher, but then I was, like, getting into high school, and I was, like, definitely
yep.
more into sports. I also was in band all middle school, and then
mm-hmm.
my high school didn't even have a band, so then that kind of fell to
really?
The wayside, too. But, yeah.
Shut up. What did you play?
I played clarinet. I was first
me
chair.
Me too. I played clarinet, and I moved to sax.
I was really, I was pretty good, and then I started playing kind of piano and keyboard.
Do you?
Because it's
can
really
I tell
just
you
the clarinet on its side. It was so easy to transfer.
It is it not? Okay, so that's what I want to say. So I learned, and actually, there's a couple of jewelers that I have. Both of their wives were old music teachers, and when I tell them that, both of them said exactly the same thing to me. You played the clarinet? I said, well, I played the clarinet for the first year, and then I moved over to saxophone because there was a spot available, and it, quite frankly, was just a cooler instrument, and I got more, like,
yeah.
I got to sit next
to
the
keyboard.
To
be honest, like, now, like, in songs and in music in general, I mean, we love a sax down here, let's be honest.
Everybody
we love a
loves a sax, yeah. Yeah, but no, she said, do you understand that the versatility that a clarinetist or, you know, like, somebody who does a clarinet and starts
yeah.
the clarinet first, you are going to be way more musically apt moving
yeah.
forward, which I totally identified with because I didn't carry it through either, the sax. I ended up going into, like, as soon as it was cool to be in, like, color guard and I was a dancer,
uh-huh.
and my parents
so
also
to go
made
that route.
Me.
Yep.
Yeah, my parents, you know, basically made me choose. Do you want
uh-huh.
sports? Or do you
for
not
sure, that's kind
dance.
Of how it was in high school for me because
yep.
one, like I said, they didn't. All we had was a like a drum line.
Yeah,
Kaden. They didn't have a
I
full band
that.
Like most high
what?
Schools.
Oh, I
and
hate
so
that.
Whenever I was choosing the high school I was going to, it was either I could go to this all girls Catholic high school and do bands, or I could go to a co-ed that was
heck yeah, girl,
to
get
us,
it.
And I could do pretty much any sport that I wanted. And
yep.
so then I was like, okay, well. My options are going to be way more open if I go here and I do
mm-hmm.
this route. So
yep. Well, and that makes
yeah,
kind
no,
of a lot of sense.
Piano was so easy to pick up because I'm
yep.
telling you, it's like a clarinet on its side.
It is. It's so easy. You're so right. So is like a xylophone. I find like xylophones I pick up really easy or any kind of, you're right, if you could flip it to the side and do it,
yep,
that's
yep.
so easy.
Yep.
And that's a good way to think of it because I never, ever thought about it that way.
Which absolutely.
So right.
Once you find out where the keys are, like, what's
yeah.
the number, it's like,
because
okay, well,
take
I know.
Out the
and
black
the,
and white color
you
keypad.
Already, right, and you
exactly
already know how to read
same.
Music.
Heck yeah.
You already know how to, yeah. So my great-grandma used to have a piano in her sewing room, and so
aww.
That's actually how I started. It's because
really?
With a dry erase marker, I wrote all the notes on the white keys.
Yep.
And I would read the music, and I would play along while she would sew, while she was babysitting me.
Oh, my God.
And then eventually my parents, like, got me a keyboard for Christmas, and then I was so, like, pretty decent. And then I was also, my mom got me, like, lessons for a few months, too.
Uh-huh.
And then I was able to, like, listen to, you know, like Jack's Mannequin and certain bands that are heavily piano, and I was able to just start playing it on my keyboard without even needing the music to read it.
Oh, I believe that. I
but
believe
then,
that.
Know,
but that's
you
where you fall into your own graces.
And,
yeah, yeah.
You know. But anyway.
So what, you're well-rounded, though. At the end of the very day, you're going to be way
oh,
more
for
rounded.
Sure, for sure. I did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did
yeah.
a lot.
At the end of the day, you're amazing, and you're going to be an even more amazing parent, and I'm so excited for you. But I want to bring it back to business real quick. those two tennis bracelets, because we can take more time, I went to a different vendor so that they weren't going, they'll keep the gold price for today, obviously, but
okay.
if it's something you want to move forward with after they see it, or is it something that we can design, where are you at, is it something that you have, like, a certain look you're looking for?
Because we show them bracelets in rounds,
mm-hmm.
and so we know that Princess is going to look a little bit smaller, and so they're just not sure what carat size. So
gotcha.
I don't know if you guys maybe would have, like, naturals that we could at least show them.
Heck yeah.
The size before we order the labs. But
see, the hard part
that,
is because when you do the naturals, I mean, I could send naturals in that size range, but depending on the millimeters and what kind of size goes into the bracelet. Because sometimes,
okay.
like, our inside-outside hoops, even on the rounds, could be, hey, it's a 7-carat, but that one looks way bigger. Why does that look bigger? And it's just because it has less stones, more millimeters.
Oh, for sure.
So
that I totally get. They typically, like, the daughter, I think, is a little bit bigger, and
mm-hmm.
she might end up needing, like a 8-inch or something
okay.
versus a 7-inch.
Okay.
But just so we can maybe get, like,
but I could always do an
extend or two.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Could send us, like, maybe a 3-carat princess and a 5-carat princess and the natural, and then price me on the lab.
Yep.
I think that would be beneficial. That way,
it'll probably be a lot easier for me too.
Yeah. So then let's do that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, a lot of the vendors now, and I don't know if it's everybody, but you know, on special order items, we can still actually get them done before Christmas right now. However, those items
and it's 2 weeks
are,
out.
Well, yeah, and those items that are lab grown when we do it are typically not things we want to purchase for our own inventory, to be honest.
For sure. Well, that's
obviously.
The problem. Like, we can't even find anybody that carries the lab princess bracelets.
Mm-hmm. But
and,
I'm able to produce whatever you need because yesterday
yeah.
they wanted
so if you have the naturals,
next,
that would be wonderful so we could at least show them something and then
yeah.
we could just price them in the lab.
You got it. That's what I was calling to see if where
Perfect.
Are you at in the process here because I needed to know where I
yeah,
needed
she
to start.
She stopped in for like a repair and like mm-hmm. she's kind of been talking to my dad since like summertime about these princess bracelets and she just brought it up again that she would want something smaller so I think maybe I was thinking the 3 for her and the 5 for the daughter.
Got it. Oh, so it doesn't even have
something
to be set
a little bit bigger.
3 and 5. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so just to kind of, you know, gauge a carat, you know, range.
And Princess
for them.
Is absolutely the way they want to go. They wouldn't be more interested because I've been
yes.
seeing a lot of like
no, they've
Radiant
been Princess
or...
for the past couple months, and
oh,
that's definitely
God.
Yeah. Which is why, you know, I'm like, all right, well, we're trying to nail some down. And, you know, we get calls from random companies all the time, especially
mm-hmm.
about lab stuff. And so if somebody calls us, I'll just ask while I have them on the phone, and nobody does it. And so when I was talking to my dad this morning, he said a couple of our companies he'll, like, go to, like, they don't do them either. And I was like, well, I'll text Aubrey, like, let's see what they got because
mm-hmm.
I know they do the tennis necklaces and the tennis bracelets in the lab. I just don't know about the princess. But it's great that y'all
no,
can throw
I
one
have.
Together for sure. And if they could see the natural, you know, just as for size reference,
just for,
I think that
yeah,
would
because
be
it does definitely look much different from
I know,
if I'm
exactly,
just showing you a
exactly.
stone to it set in an item.
Right,
but,
right, exactly.
And that might even make them sway. Because I've been, just so you know,
he's been trying,
laughing.
I'm telling you, he's been trying to convince us to, it's so funny, we have some just dead set, we have people that also like the studs, princess studs, and
uh-huh.
we're like, are you sure you don't want to swap over to rounds, please?
I know, well, because, you know, the illusion bracelets and the cluster earrings
yes, yes.
that I know you guys
they
have been good
so,
at before.
Oh my gosh, they look so good in the rounds, and it looked like you can spend
and
so
they,
much less money.
Yes! Right now
yep.
they're better priced, and I have them all on sale. And I'm, like,
yeah.
mind-boggled by people that don't even try the conversation. Like,
oh, no.
You're doing a disservice to your client just by
yeah,
saying,
we
sure,
used to have,
out the door, bye-bye. Oh, my God!
We haven't gotten them in a while because we're doing a lot more lab stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that we were getting in the natural – over, no, it wasn't overnight, was it? I might have been, I don't know. It was a vendor that would, like, come into the store, and he had them. And I feel like he had them early, the invisible, not the invisible set, the illusion setting. And we would always put one in stock because it always looks so much bigger.
It
but the
does.
Price was good.
Mm-hmm. I remember they used to get hit on. Like, they used to be, like, the baron or the thorn in every jeweler's side, this infinity or invisible setting, way back when I started. I remember
my gosh,
the conversation.
He hates. We don't even really take that stuff in for repair, the invisible set.
I know. That's it, because you can't, it's real hard.
Once you lose a stone, it's done for. Like, the piece is done for.
Oh, no. So you don't even carry that as a jeweler, right?
Whenever we do repairs, we have to clean it, and the ultrasonic will literally shake stones out of the piece. And so we don't want the burden. We don't sell invisible set. We don't work
Heck
on
no.
it.
No,
you
no, got
to bring
no.
that back
yep.
to where you got it from.
Go to Walmart.
Exactly.
No, I'm
exactly.
so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But you know what I mean.
I've said it before to customers. You know, they'll come
you
in
should.
And
you should.
Be like, oh, I want to spend like $200 on an engagement set. And I'm like, unless you want sterling and CZ, like, I can't help you. Like, and I've sold a couple of them. Walmart's right down the street. Like, that's
going to
be your best.
But you know what? Like, that's the thing, though. Like, that's the concept. And in a lot of those pictures and that little social media blurs that I put out to you.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
regular...
that's what I was telling them about. I was like, I'm a texter because she was just texting me. They weekend pictures of tennis stuff.
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing. It's like, that's exactly why I wanted to do it, to be very honest. This phone call came back already from something I just texted you, and I couldn't even get on the phone to have a conversation about it. I'm already winning right now. But in the aspect of, for you guys, putting that out there, it might not identify with every single client, but you don't have the time right now to put that out there. And
for sure.
In the way of natural diamonds, the population doesn't really know what we know. And I think
right,
we
exactly.
are so used to the terms. Because
a lot of people are coming in asking us about it. We've been doing almost nothing but lab this year, Aubrey. And before this, it was like our clientele was not interested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they were just not interested.
You've been frustrated. I've heard
that. And then
that.
This year, it was literally like we barely sold natural anything. Like, it's all lab, even the fashion jewelry, but, like, mostly
really? Even,
engagement.
Like, in any that's in the store, anything?
Studs, tennis bracelets, all that.
Wow.
None of that was selling or moving. And then all of a sudden, this year, it's, like, a lot, like, I guess everybody learned about it, and I think, like, the lab stuff kind of went down enough in price. And that's what I tell them. I'm like, at the beginning, you were sinking all this money into a lab knowing that it was going to decrease in value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're so inexpensive that you're not, it's not enough money to even worry about the value going down a little bit. Like, it was right whenever they started coming out, but now that everything's gone down so much, it's like, no, get the 3-carat tennis bracelet. You know, like, spend the money. You're not losing anything on it.
Well,
me.
Like, with gold being the way it is right now, like, literally, I will quote these out for you, and that's why I'm calling you to that point.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll be completely honest.
Oh my gosh,
if I found the other guy,
the gold is a whole nother
so much
story,
more.
Girl. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And that's not even my world unless it's talked about in this capacity, to be quite frank. But
like, when I
yes,
tell you when
I
we look for findings, because we need, you know, stuff for repairs, earring settings, you know, pendant settings, earring backs, solder. It's so, and not to mention chains and like men's chains and bracelets and stuff. We hate to even quote people. It's so crazy how expensive it is now. This woman yesterday came in and she was like, I'm looking for hoops for my 10-year-old granddaughter. And I was like, I'm going to assume you probably want silver. And she was like, oh, why? And then I quoted her on a couple of stock hoops we have. And she was like, that's insane. And I was like, right. Well, that's why I thought you might want to go silver. So sure enough, she ordered a pair of silver ones yesterday. She's like,
there
I'm not
you go.
Spending that much on a 10-year-old. And I was like, I get it. I wouldn't either.
Exactly. But it didn't make sense 2 years ago when it did make sense. Gold was still down.
Exactly.
And it's almost like gold is kind of helping diamonds and a little, like, natural diamonds right now. But it still is mind-boggling to me that,
oh, for
like,
sure.
all of this is still, like, it's just, it's asinine.
Like, I just sold a ring, and the mounting itself with two little tiny marquee side stones, okay, was, I think we ended up selling it for, like, $2,500, and the huge three-carat center we sold him was, like,
$1,800.
Mm. I'm like, it's so bad to where the ring itself is more expensive than this huge, obviously it was lab.
Yeah.
But, like, you can get a massive stone for so cheap that it's like you're spending more money on the ring now because of the price of gold.
I know, but that's the crazy part, though. Those are the conversations I'm having. The client that's walking in that's saying, hey, I've got $10,000 or $12,000 to spend on a 2-carat, but it has to be lab round. I'm like, you can't custom enough right now, but now you're starting to be able to custom enough to get to that.
I know, that too. We're like, we can get anything you want.
Right.
Like, we can do anything you want. This guy, actually, he started off interested in natural, and I had gotten, like, two and a half for him, and they were all around, you know, right under 30 or right over 30 in the quality he wanted, because he was, like, very, very adamant about super high quality.
Right,
and I was
right.
We just can't get you any lower than this. And then finally he was like, you know what, this is the ring she wants. I want a big stone. I want it to be high quality. Let's just do the lab. And so instead of spending the $20 that he was considering, you know, now he's only spending $4,300, which, I mean, whatever. We still making money regardless. But, you know, he kind of was like, he couldn't get what he wanted in his budget to link up as far as with the natural. But everybody else has not even been considering natural. I mean, I can't even remember the last natural we got sent in for somebody to even look at. I'm telling you.
Really?
It's been crazy this year. Just nothing but labs, nothing but labs.
Yeah. Well, I definitely say there's a shift up amongst the rings for sure. And
for sure.
Are you guys, you're not using Stellar for your gold refining. You got me down a different wormhole in my head.
No. We.
Okay, good.
I think Core Scientific might be the company we're using.
I just know that they're offering that whole thing with the 100% towards your bill.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Their melt is really, like, yeah, but their melt is suspect right now. I just had a jeweler.
Oh, Stellar is so, if they didn't have so many findings, we probably wouldn't even use Stellar because of outrageously priced. Now,
yeah,
it's crazy because I was quoting a ring to somebody. It was like a 10-carat white gold ring. It was like a substitute for a class ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up a couple mountings they liked on Stellar, and so it was quoting, like, I was going to quote diamonds, lab diamonds, white sapphires, and CZs, because we didn't know kind of what price they wanted to be in, and so the white stones in the ring, I wanted to give them multiple options in case they didn't want to spend, you know, $1,200 to $1,500 on the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now Stellar is charging us hundreds of dollars in setting fees.
What?
Yes. So yesterday I looked up a pair of earrings, right? It was two little halos, and they wanted citrine set in the middle, okay?
Uh-huh.
The citrines themselves were like $15.
I know, but you can't tell your jeweler that. Or your customer, I mean.
Oh, we did it. No, but I was about to tell you, but the setting charge was $98.
Mm-mm.
So they were going to end up paying... If we, like, and then thank God my dad's here and he can set it himself, because then we just get the stones and we don't have to worry about it. But it's just outrageous, because this is another recent development with them in the past few months.
Mm. Well, the one thing I was hearing, because my jeweler sent in, I'm not good at numbering, and I'm certainly not good on the gold convo. I'm just going to preemptively state that, but I think everybody else I've stated exactly the same way understand it. When it melts down, he only got 89% of the full 100% gold value of what he sent in, and because, you know, you are subject to whatever they say afterwards.
Absolutely.
They're doing this
too
new
late.
Thing. Yeah, they're doing this new thing where it's a new equation, he said, that they came up with, that he couldn't wrap his number around it, and he's a numbering kind of guy, and I'm not.
Uh-huh.
I would have never thought to even call somebody and be like, how did you get this number right here, right?
Yeah.
So he did, and he said, well, this is a new way that we're doing it. This is the standard. He goes, well, I ain't ever losing. I'm never using you guys again. I don't want to be paid on my 11% silver.
No, I know. And the company
they
call us with a quote before they refine it.
Mm.
So if we didn't want to do it, they could send us our stuff back. But this company has been paying out pretty good. We just recently started using them, and so far they've been good. But we would, to be honest,
they just rape everybody
all
the time.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not surprised.
It's terrible. But for me, I hear it because I can't tell you how many times, Brooke. It's like I am literally fighting the good fight, and somebody, a jeweler, is literally saying to me, like, would die on a grave, put their kids up for auction against the statement I'm about to make, which is, oh, even Stuller's way cheaper than you guys are. God almighty. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I can't even
with you. Stuller's
cheaper
than one other company right now. I'll tell you what. Overnight is outrageous. We haven't purchased a single mounting from Overnight in about 3 years. This is before gold really went up. But Overnight mountings, I don't know if you know a lot about them.
I don't. But what I will say is somebody that was working actually just was looking to – she's a small, like, repair shop, and she's buying it from her dad. Her dad has just kind of been a one-off guy his entire career.
Uh-huh.
They've never, kind of similar to your dad, but I think they're in a much smaller, but more, like, they're outside of New Jersey, outside of New York City.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
She's come to our events over the years to kind of, now that she's stepping in and going to purchase it, she just wanted to build the bridal business. When she told me she only had, like, 3 to 5 mountings to show people with my diamonds, I'm like, what do you got in your store? Let's talk about
it.
So she came back this fall, and she was trying to devise a plan with getting at least one carat in natural to show somebody if they walked in and wanted a radiant, a round.
For sure.
So that she could have all of the display, right?
Right.
And it just adds more credibility that you have or can get, because then you have, like, our website and our access, which she uses.
You always want to be able to show them something, even if it's not maybe the size they're looking for or the shape.
So that was my question to you.
Yeah.
So she starts wormholing or rabbit holing with me. She's like, I looked up Overnight Mountings. They have the best program with these different brass and glass that you have to pay for.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
What the heck is that you're talking about?
It's basically, no. I'm talking about just like, because they do a lot of, like, blank. So if, like, you have a bunch of little melee, like, we would get, like, you know, cross blanks, and then my dad would just set it, and that way we could save the money, use our own stones, not have to get it fully set. But, like,
heck yeah, that's so smart. That's so smart because
because all their blanks, rings, all of it skyrocketed. So
it's
cheaper to get blanks from Stuller. But what she's talking about is their ring display, which I know a company out here that I know has, I don't know if it's from Overnight, but I know it's something similar. It's basically like a display of where, you know, people can take stuff out the case and play with it.
Mix and match,
because
right?
it's all sterling and CZs.
Okay.
And so the display lets you have a lot of ring designs to show.
So they don't actually have to order through Overnight Mounting, per se. Because she's so new, I don't even think she does a ton of business. She just got into IJO, like, last year. So she's trying to work with businesses and vendors in that group.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's literally just so you can have multiple, like, ring designs to show people without spending the money on the real stuff, basically.
Okay, so she doesn't actually have to use those items.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Or Overnight, because you're saying if Overnight's more expensive,
I'm gathering they're probably more expensive
on every level, just like Stuller is what I'm thinking in my head,
unless
I'm wrong.
We haven't even looked. The last couple of times we looked, we were like, yeah, we just can't. I mean, we can't do business with them. It's so crazy. And Stuller's usually the most expensive, but I'm telling you, Overnight has been kind of beating them in that aspect.
Wow. Okay, that's good info for me to know, because now I can just see. Because it gives
it
me just a little more confidence.
And if you
want
to talk to your refining guy, tell him we use Core Scientific if he wants to
Core
change over
Scientific.
From Stuller. Yep.
Okay. How much do they pay out? Do they pay out a certain percent, like 92, 94, 90, what, or they
It depends on the
you?
Carrot.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I want to say it was like maybe 93 on like 14 or something.
Okay.
Like
he
would
cool.
have to maybe look into it. But they've treated us really good. So
yeah.
If he was somebody better than Stellar, I would pass that along too for him.
Awesome. I appreciate it. And Core. C-O-R-E?
C-O-R-E, right? Yep.
Awesome. I got the scientific. Thanks, sister. That's awesome.
Yep, just keep pushing on those bracelets.
As soon as I have any more details, like I said, I already did the request to find out about the ones, but I'm looking for just the others. It looks like I probably have one in stock now that's close that I can send. But now that I know it doesn't actually have to be exactly a 3-carat, exactly a 5-carat,
Anything
exactly lab right this very second,
yeah.
I have more options. So I'll get back with you. Thank you.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks,
everybody. Bye, Brooke.